We have the energy, yes, we have the energy. We have the energy, yes, we have the energy. We have the energy, yes, we have the energy. We have the energy
for Pass for CXC.
We have the energy, yes, we have the energy. We have the energy, yes, we have the energy. We have the energy, yes, we have the energy. We have the energy
to be what I wanna be.
School done already. Alright, later. Just remember to switch over for tomorrow, cause Miss Campbell nah play.
Later, girl.
Bye.
Tan, we upon me. Remember we take the bus together today. Alright, hurry up before the line of bus park get long.
Ashley, how that man there walk so close to that little girl there?
Tan, suppose our father. Leave people business alone, man.
No, that no look right. You know, see how she look like she frightened. Like she knows so the man a follow her.
Ah, boy. Chuman, you watch too much CSI and Lanada.
Just watch.
See the man I run now? I rob him, I go rob the little girl.
Tifa!
Left the little girl alone and go look where. Somebody help!
Help! Tanks, you here? Come and see him and follow me, but me never know what to do.
No worry yourself, man. Him gone now. I'm just happy we were here to help.
Thank you.
As Jamaica observes Youth Month in November, the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is calling on the nation to protect its children from harm.
The welfare of our children is a job for all of us.
State Minister for Youth, Floyd Green.
Children are not only our future, but children are our present. And we have an integral role to play in ensuring that they're able to take up their responsibilities as adults, that they're able to transition into a life of adulthood without many threats that, unfortunately, so many of them face today.
The Minister of State says adults must be more mindful of young people in society and the critical role they can play in seeking to guide, encourage, and support them in developing all their requisite skills and abilities to enable them to become more responsible and focused citizens in the future. Mr. Green also invites the church to partner with the ministry to expand its role in the development of young people.
I think we all need to start again to demonstrate practical ways in which the old adage that we often repeat, that it takes a village to raise a child, that remains true, but it also takes a village to keep a child safe. Recent incidents, especially those involving our children, have again emphasized that we as a nation must ensure that we do all in our power to foster a safe, just, prosperous, and loving societies where the dreams of our children can become their reality.
Youth Month is being celebrated under the theme Energizing Youth. The activities planned for the month focus on the exploration of economic and personal advancement opportunities through science, technology, and the creative industries. They include roundtable talks in St. Anne's, St. Elizabeth, and Kingston. The month will also feature the sitting of Youth Parliament on November 14 and a six-a-side football and netball competition playoff from November 13 to 15. The final matches will be played in Treasure Beach in St. Elizabeth. And on November 17, the nation's youth will take to Twitter for a town hall meeting, followed by the launch of the Advisory Council of Jamaica on November 22. And the ministry will bring activities to a close with a youth festival, Elevate, on November 25. Visit the ministry's Facebook and Twitter pages for updates and happenings.
Energize me, energize you, energizing youth.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.